I record these words, it's Saturday, July 11th, and it's pretty early. I woke up really early. I slept very poorly. This relates to the Diet Coke story I shared on the previous episode. But it had me up very early, before a 5 o'clock handle. And I stayed in bed for a little while. And then eventually I was like, okay, it's time to get up. And I started being productive. I started making some fixes for some bugs in my apps that were annoying me. And I'm working on getting those submitted to Apple before I leave on vacation. What for me is in 2 days, but for you is in the past. That's how time works. Anyway, more in a second.
Your Daily Lex.
You might wonder why I'm whispering, but my office is right under Liam's room and he's asleep. Now, on the flip side, Liam can sleep through anything, but still, it just seems like the right thing to do to whisper when it's this early. Boy, I just spent a lot of time with my podcast recording pause trying to remember what the hell I was about to record an episode about, because I had the idea, I opened this app, I started talking, and then I lost it. But it's about sleep. I don't especially mind that I'm up early, because I have this goal, and you might remember this from my last trip to Europe a year ago, I have this goal of being tired when we get on the plane Monday evening. And it's because the flight's supposed to land around 7:40 in the morning local time, after leaving around 5:50 p.m. or something in the evening local time here in Jersey. I've read that this flight typically lands 45 minutes to a half an hour early. So the most sleep you could get if you slept for every second of the flight is 7 hours. You're not going to sleep for every second of the flight. But you want to get as much sleep as you can. So being tired for that flight is good. Now, I had the option to bid on upgraded seats for the flight, to bid on the lie-flat seats. We did take, you know, the Economy Plus on Scandinavian Airlines or whatever the heck the airline is. But I did not go with the lie-flat seats for two main reasons. One, hilariously expensive. Like, upgrading those tickets for more than $1,000 across the two of us seems crazy. There's other things I'd rather spend $1,000 on. Plus, I know we're not going to sleep great. We never sleep great on planes. And upgrading to those fancier seats and then still not sleeping well would just really irritate me, and that I have no patience for. So, did not do it. But hopefully, we will sleep well come Monday. It doesn't matter, because Tuesday we have a big day, because it's, you know, an overnight flight. We have a big day in Copenhagen, and we're doing it all. And that's how Lauren and I do it. We go to a place, we don't have enough sleep, and we power through. We don't let ourselves go to sleep until at least like 8 or 9 p.m. So we're going to push hard and get through that day. The only thing that's scary slash intimidating slash worrisome is we do have a canal tour for an hour or two at one point in the afternoon on Tuesday. And those canal tours, I have a sense that that could be a little too restful, a little sleep-inducing, but that's the day we could do it, so that's when we're doing it. It's going to be fine. We're going to stay awake. It's going to be great. Anyway, I can't imagine how annoying this whisper episode is to listen to, but hopefully you're enjoying it. Like I said, it's, you know, now pretty early on Saturday morning, July 11th, as I record this. I have a band gig later today, so I've got to get my mind set for that, but first, you know, it's still so early. I've got to go get 10,000 steps on the treadmill, which I'm going to do, and only after that will it be time to let the dog out. And then breakfast. So now you know my morning. Man. And I've submitted 3 different updates to the App Store. Kind of having a pretty productive Saturday. Anyway, I hope you're having a productive week. I have lost track. This might be Thursday's episode now. I think so. Anyway, I hope you're having a great week. And yeah, more soon. Goodbye.
Lex.